Memories, Dreams and Reflections by Carl Gustav Jung, recorded and edited by Aniela Jaffe. Read by James Cameron Stewart with Elizabeth Proud.
Introduction by Aniela Jaffe. He looked at his own soul with a telescope. What seemed all irregular, he saw and showed to be beautiful constellations. And he added to the consciousness hidden worlds within worlds. Coleridge, Notebooks. This book had its inception during the Uranos conference held in Ascona in the summer of 1956. There, the publisher, Kurt Wolf, in conversation with friends from Zurich, spoke of his wish to have Pantheon Books of New York publish a biography of Carl Gustav Jung. Dr. Yolande Jacobi, one of C.G. Jung's associates, proposed that the office of biographer be entrusted to me. All of us were well aware that the task would by no means be an easy one. Jung's distaste for exposing his personal life to the public eye was well known. Indeed, he gave his consent only after a long period of doubt and hesitation. But once he had done so, he allotted to me an entire afternoon once a week for our work together. Considering the press of his regular programme of work and how easily he tired, for even then he was past 80, that was a great deal of time. We began in the spring of 1957. It had been proposed that the book be written not as a biography, but in the form of an autobiography with Jung himself as the narrator. This plan determined the form of the book, and my first task consisted solely in asking questions and noting down Jung's replies. Although he was rather reticent at the beginning, he soon warmed to the work. He began telling about himself, his development, his dreams, and his thoughts with growing interest. By the end of the year, Jung's affirmative attitude toward our joint efforts led to a decisive step. After a period of inner turbulence, long submerged images out of his childhood rose to the surface of his mind. He sensed their connection with ideas in the works he had written in his old age, but could not grasp.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?